Good morning. That's a little bit of Deep Purple. Dang old song, huh? Yeah, city's on fire. Is the city on fire? I don't know. You know, I know they're all upset again over, well, something very important. Interesting. Republic of Texas Radio, today's date is Sunday, May 31st. I'm Steve O'Brien. Got Alan Crutcher on the wings, you know. Let's check in with Alan real quick. Alan, are you there?
I am, and there are no flaming COVIDs running around out here yet.
Oh, yes. The COVIDs are flaming nowadays. Flaming COVIDs. I guess that's behind us for the most part. I still sing my COVID song when I walk into our local Walmart. It kind of goes something like this, folks. And you might want to think about not doing it. I do it. I kind of try to have to, you know, hold myself back. But for some reason, the stress level on the COVID has been very high on with me. You know, just the whole, you guys don't get it yet, right? That stress level, you guys don't get it. You're walking around with your masks. And I know, you know, there's lockdowns still in somewhere. But here in Fredericksburg, we've had absolutely zero people die. We don't, you know, it's like, really? The damn thing didn't even happen. Well, Russia Today did do this little article that that Farron talked about yesterday on his show, The Alternate Media. And, wow, that puts this whole thing into perspective, this COVID thing. Well, the WHO, now can you trust the WHO? No. Can you trust the CDC? No. Can you trust any of them? No. Can I trust the fact that I don't know one person in my sphere of influence that has died of COVID? Don't know one person that's died from the flu in the past either. I'm sure somebody died with that. But anyways, the COVID thing has been a big sham. The WHO came out and said that last week, and everybody echoed absolutely nothing. That's because there's a new industry, masks and so forth. And I don't know, maybe this whole, the Floyd, the George Floyd, is that his name? The black guy that had his neck smashed by a police officer, that seems to engulf the nation, if not the world. And I don't think it's the world. Maybe they're watching to see Babylon burn, watching to see America as it goes into upheaval mode. And as we, George Floyd is a porno star. Oh, is he a porno star too? Oh, I didn't hear that one yet. Well, that's going to be new. At least
no, I heard that they were both bouncers at the same club.
Yeah, I heard the bouncer at the same club thing. But see, it, Alan, when I look at this one, this is what, a four-day-old event, right? You know, and allegedly it starts with some guy drunk or messed up in the head showing up at a convenience store and buying some cigarettes with a fake 20. Now, the media will come out and say, now you've got to remember, and this is the media thing. Okay, Ken, yeah, I see that, and I will address the fact that this seems like a crazy little setup. But it allegedly starts with a big black guy, right, playing the role of, what is it, reformed criminal. Right, or something like that, right? He was a great guy. He was fighting his internal demons. And he'd moved to Minnesota or Minneapolis, or it's Minnesota. He'd moved there to change his life, to make something better of himself. And I get that, and I totally understand, you know, what he's talking about. But then he proceeds to somehow have a $20 bill that is manufactured by somebody other than the U.S. Treasury. So it's counterfeiting a dead instrument? Okay, they don't like that. The clerk comes over to him, talks to him, says, give me my money back, and he doesn't. Okay, it works out sort of. Maybe he gets in a brawl with the cops when they come. And they give us a little bit of information, like the police transcript of the call. And you can listen to that go down. You don't give them body cam footage or anything like that. Oh, hey, by the way, there's a rally in Austin, Texas today for him, right, for Floyd. And let me get that information really quick. And sorry, COVID.
Steve, with my limited access to video of this, I don't know if there's just the one video of, the guy with his knee on his neck. But from the very start, the one that I did see, I found it odd that for someone who has their air cut off, he's laying on that. And how many times does he say, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe, sir. I can't breathe." If you can't breathe, you can't talk because you need air going across your vocal cords to make sound. So how is he choking and not breathing if he's talking? That's something that just kind of mystified me from the start.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know. I don't know that technique that they were using to choke him down. I hear that it has something to do with the carotid artery, and what you're doing is blocking blood, not necessarily blocking the airway. So, but hey, I'm not there. I didn't do it. Don't know anything about it. But what I do know, Alan, is a lot of this crazy stuff with, of course, Ken likes to identify, well, not identify him, or ask the question, and I think it's a very valid question. Is this just a crisis actor type situation? There were multiple different viewpoints. And they were sitting there, and you could see the one, the most famous one, where, the guy's smiling as he's killing this guy. I remember that got me when I first saw it, and I said, well, yeah, that's pretty much how it is, right? That's how they end your life, right? They say, well, here's the deal. Stop resisting. And unless you stop resisting, you're going to die, but you're going to die anyway. So stop resisting. So it's just like they've already made the decision. They made this into a black versus white argument really quick because, well, that's the only way they know how to do anything. They don't want to talk about anything that is, well, outside the normal. How about the cops? How many people have the police actually killed within the past week that were similar? Right? Okay, let's say 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, we covered something that Jake, as far as I know, still not in the news, the death of Donnie Leak. Donnie Leak was a man down in South Texas, and he was part of the Open Carry Texas folks. And he died one Saturday afternoon, or was it a Friday? I forget. We'll talk a little bit more about that on the coming second hour. But Donnie Leak died by a cop, right, where the cops came to his house, and they might have gotten a warrant. That's what we found. So he might have got a warrant. It was improperly managed. They had to go out of the county to get the warrant, and, it was still vague and probably full of lies. Then they surrounded him in his house, and sent a drone in, flying around. All this was live streamed, right? All this was on Facebook, and you could have watched the last minutes of Donnie Leak as he had a standoff and a shootout with cops 2 weeks ago, folks. We don't care. Why were the cops there? Why did they have a shootout with Donnie Leak? We don't know. Where's all the articles that you can you search for them? Can you find them? I haven't been able to. I know some people that are looking into it, and the police really don't like the fact that you're asking questions on this subject, because folks, I don't think they dotted the I's or crossed their T's at all. So, which leads them to huge lawsuits. But what my point is not lawsuits or anything like that. It is, it's police abuse of power. We're in a really big time of police abuse of power. We've stroked the egos of so many law enforcement agencies, and I guess they are law enforcement. Their egos have been stroked for so long. How long is the time of Corona in our exemplary first responders that have their buttons so spit and polished and their weapons are so clean that they're going to shoot you and stay in your house? Yeah, and they came down from on high, and everybody saluted them. Zeke Heil, you are the cops. Well, I don't know. They didn't do that. I made that up. But what I didn't make up is the fact that we have exalted these people, right, just regular people, and told them that they're the greatest thing. We told the Uber driver he's the best thing since sliced bread. The people that are working in the hospitals, what do they get? Oh, a month and a half of, well, either you're sitting there killing old people by wheeling in COVID patients and sticking them next to your grandma or grandpa, or your hospital's not working. Okay, there you go. Because our hospital wasn't working for a month and a half. They just sat there twiddling their COVID. You know, and so our first responders, our medical people, just blew it off, right? They said, oh, I'm so afraid of the COVID. Is somebody at our door? Yeah. Well, the cops did it differently here in Fredericksburg. You know, they drove around in their cars in mainly empty streets, took long lunches. I had a hard time with that. It was kind of funny because I had an incident happen in the middle of COVID. You know, the lockdown, non-lockdown of Texas, because here in Fredericksburg, people thought they were on lockdown. But really what they were doing is paying attention to Austin and implementing it themselves. So they go, oh, I guess I'm supposed to be hiding under my bed. Honey, you take the kids' room and you hide in there and I'll hide in here. Anyways, I kept doing stuff, kept working, kept going out. And one day I found it fascinating as I opened, or I went in to buy lunch from a little roadside diner thingy. And what did I see inside? Oh, it's the dogs playing poker. No, the dogs don't play poker, folks. Now, that painting is great. It's a great analogy. But what I saw was about 6 to 8, maybe more, sheriffs and police department folks all gathered around, little teeny tiny table, we're rubbing arms, kind of laughing, no COVID mask. But that was the time before you needed a mask, right? The time where everything was, how you say it? It was new. They hadn't figured out how to sell you the mask, or they didn't have any left from all the runs of the mask. Hang on a second here. But there were, order my burger, and I'm told, this is takeout only. And I go, oh, really? And I look over at the cops, and she says, well, you didn't see that. I said, yes, I didn't, or did. What am I supposed to say? And she said, well, okay. And so I sat down, and I waited for him my hamburger to be cooked. And watched as a whole bunch of locals poured in and ordered their burgers and stood around. You know, I wasn't COVID compliant because I was actually sitting down getting my slimy arms around on the table and my butt on the seat. You know, so I made it all dirty. But good thing the CDC says that it's extremely hard for a virus to live on a flat surface. You know, even Tom from Utah was, you know, telling us a little bit about that. So my point being, the police sat through COVID like we did. Maybe it's different in different cities, but they sat there being the ultimate warrior, right? While all the children are locked in their house, we're sitting over here. quite frankly, I understand when they had a chance to shoot up Donnie League that they got out all their good equipment and they polished up their well body armor because they haven't had to use it. And hey, can we fly the drone, Chief? Sure. Let's bring the drone over the Donnie League show. And they flew it around. Hey, look, we're on Facebook. Isn't that great? Watch as he tries to shoot at the drone. What would you do if a drone was flying over your house? Mm-hmm. If you were being under siege, right, by, you know, so, yeah. So this George Floyd or the Floyd show.
That's funny you mention that, Steve. I was down by my pond yesterday, and a drone comes over. Well, I ran back to my four-wheeler, grabbed my rifle, and took two shots at it. Unfortunately, my last shot I had taken, I forgot to refill my magazine in my rifle, and I took two empty shots at it. But just practice for next time it comes over, I guess.
Yeah, it's the time of the drone, man. So many people have thought about it, and probably a lot of these things are being funded by, well, I guess you've got different types of drones. But
oh, you can buy those things fairly relatively cheap, and they will go a long ways, and they've got great resolution cameras on them. You can be spied on real easily.
Okay. Sorry, man, I got up a little bit late today. Actually, very late today, you know, so my coffee really hasn't sunk in yet. Hey, we have a chat room. And I haven't even made it over there yet. Republicoftexas.chattango.com is how you get there. You can call into the show, 1-800-313-9443. This first hour, we're going to go ahead and talk about pretty much everything. And I guess we'll sit there and talk about old Floyd and what's going on with that. It's kind of... I was trying to tell you guys there's a something or other Floyd protest that's going on in Austin today, and I don't really care, right? And I don't want to seem heartless or anything like that, and I don't support the police killing any man or woman. You know, that's just wrong. This has played out. This has, how do you say, it has too many open ends. How can you have these two people that work together and say that they don't know each other, or there's something up with that, right? There's something fishy about this whole thing. There's something fishy about a straight person, a super being, right? You know, a gentle giant, right? And of course, that's just lies, right? And he might have been a great man. I don't know. But when they come out and they label a person that just passed a $20 bill, maybe he didn't know it was a counterfeit $20 bill. Maybe. Maybe he was medically screwed in the head. Maybe he was under the influence. Maybe that's the music. Yes. Back to music. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio will be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Alert. Alert. Intruder alert. Quick, let's kneel on his throat. Sorry, Republic of Texas Radio. I know, man, I'm tired of it, I got to tell you. And I guess that we just had I'm tired of a lot of things. I want to return to life, right? But I guess I don't get what I want. And that's understandable because, well, the world's a crazy place. The whole Floyd kneeling on your knee thing is old to me. I feel like it bores me. But it's still going on. In Austin today, later today, turns out that the police were ordered to turn off all their spy cameras. Well, they're not really spy cameras. They're supposed to be their job cameras, right? But they're not used correctly. They should be recording 24/7 the entire time that cop is online as a cop. I want to know what he did, what he ate, where he got his discount on his donut, where he got, because you know what? Tell you what, folks, don't feed the bears. You know, it's always been a good idea, because they, if I had a burger joint, I gave them half price food, free food, whatever, they're going to come in, right? But then they're all of a sudden the special class of people. We have treated them like this. During the break, we talked about this being a made-up incident. Wow, by scratch, right? Hey, it's got the backdroppings of everything that we come to expect in a made-up, controversy. It's even got one of the players, the people that actually manufacture news, CNN. Trumpy Trump Trump likes to call them fake news. They make the news, right? They hire the actors, they get them all together. Wow, what happened in this thing with Floyd and CNN? Let's see. The cops arrested CNN? Oh, how's that for a drama? I wonder if CNN's going to sell this story. Oh, let's see. So they arrested a crew from CNN night one or night two. And then night two, they were sitting there at the world headquarters for CNN as the vicious mobs came attacking the front doors and the brave first responders dressed in their bulletproof things stood them down. The protesters broke through the windows on the first floor of CNN World Headquarters. You can't make this stuff up, folks. And they were back towards the back, and they fired their tear gas at the protesters or rioters, whatever you want to call them. But the rioters did not have that, and they'd throw it back at them. Dude, you got a movie there, right, just on the CNN side, right? You know, the back end of this whole Floyd thing is huge, astronomical. They haven't been making movies because, well, COVID. Okay, enough of me. We do have phone calls.
I wonder, Steve, the one I wonder about is not the CNN one. The one I wonder about is the police station that supposedly was overrun and taken over. Now, how in the hell did that happen? And that, if the National Guard or anything would have been called in, that would have been the time. How come that didn't happen?
Royalty, rights, you know, the city owns that, and then they're going to write their own movie. I don't know. I think it's all... I don't know, man. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-313-9443. Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Steve and listen, I got to ask you, you know, you got this George Floyd. You got this Colin Kaepernick. Now Nike's going to shoot a video of kneeling. And And then you got this George Soros. This guy Soros was funding Antifa. But you got all these lying criminals and all these communist Bolshevik media outlets saying that it's white supremacists doing all the rioting in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
What a crock of crap that is. What a big crock. And, you know, before I really start doing the home runs, I'm in the park. I'm gonna let you with this thought. You got Soros, who's supposed to be arrested in Hungary, can't step foot in his own home country. The guy is a total criminal. I don't know why he has never been arrested or brought up on charges for race hatred. You got this Mad Maxine, filthy hating Maxine Waters, who over 2 years, 3 years ago is calling for a race riot and saying go beat up people and all that at the gas station. Remember? You got this Mad Maxine Waters, that filthy creature, that thing. But let's get to the real point of the matter. You know, I just did some research last night, and I, Steve, I want you to know, and all your audience to know, over 185 more crimes are committed against white males and females than white females or white males or white females committing crimes against Afro-Americans. So what's going on here? Now, let's talk about the real stories that nobody's talking about. Did you hear about the girl that got kidnapped out of the bar? She went to a bar to smoke a joint with two black guys. And she said, oh, I might be in trouble. Well, she was in trouble, all right. They found her body in Alabama at one of the guy's houses, one of the uncle's house. They raped the living crap out of her. Okay, you don't hear none about that story. Have you ever heard of the story about the guy, the white boy, the white teenager and his girlfriend that were in a house and they put they made the boyfriend watch the girl get raped and murdered?
No.
That was outside of Clemson University. It was a big story.
The music's here. We'll hold you through the break if you want to hang on. Republic of Texas Radio.
Yes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
We're back. We're back. This is a name that I could go a lifetime without hearing about again, Colin Kaepernick or whatever the hell. Dude, what a loser. Anyways, we got Tom from Florida on the line. Now, he's not a loser, so, you know, he's going to tell us some stuff. Hey, Tom, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here, and I like to also let you in on some information. The governor of Minnesota is not blaming white nationalists, and he's blaming the Mexican cartels. This guy's a kook.
Yes.
And I think the pillow guy's going to end up becoming the governor of that state, because you got this kook governor and that mayor, that criminal mayor, that allowed a police station, like your guest said, to burn down. What weakness that showed. That started this whole firestorm. You're allowing a police station to get burned down, and they're running out of there like scouring rats. I never seen nothing like this. Now, like I was saying, you have the governor of that state saying that the cartels are starting all this in white supremacists. I don't see none of that. I think it's an all scam, like everything else is a scam with the spin doctors and the spin meisters and the media controlled by you know whom. I don't think I got to go there.
But you know, Tom, what worries me is that I saw late last night, that Trump had put the military on recall status in case the Minnesota governor asked for help. So what is that? Isn't there something called posse comitatus that the United States military is not, you know, much less the National Guard is not supposed to be, but we shall see.
Well, let's go back into history and look at the things that happened in history. Detroit was burnt down in 19. Well, I know they had a riot in 1964, I believe it was, but before they had other racial tensions in Detroit. You know, it used to be the richest city in the United States. Without Detroit, we would not have won World War II. And they burnt that city to the ground. The whites fled out of there. They fleed. just like they're fleeing all these other cities, they flee, and that's not the answer. Now, before I get into any other thing, I did watch the History Channel the other night with Ulysses Grant. The Grant history documentary is really fascinating. Watch that. So maybe you can watch that down the road. But let's get back to what's going on currently right now. What's going on is the media, the Bolsheviks are taking over. ABC, NBC, and CBS are all controlled by Bolsheviks, communists. Not one major network. The only one you have is maybe Fox News. All these networks are being controlled by these spin doctors. Okay? Now, you got
Fox
all these
News,
white angles.
Fox News is there, too.
But yes, they are. I agree. Totally agree with you. And they're going every day. They're kicking, like, Trish Regan off the air. They're kicking all these so-called good people off the air, and they're bringing in all these this liberal. And I noticed, I don't want to go there right now. This is too absurd.
Hey, Brian.
You know, getting back to what I saw about the FBI statistics, you have the mayor of Chicago, that Lori Lightfoot, calling Trump the F word. Why, her setting on Memorial last weekend, they had 48 shootings over there. They had 12 dead. Baltimore had like 16 shootings on Memorial Day weekend. All these cities are in shootings with black on black, but no, the media never said a damn word. Now, when a cop does this, they're burning up all the cities throughout the United States. They were just waiting for this trigger. This was a trigger to start this race war that the media is perpetrating on white America. And we cannot tolerate this nonsense anymore. It's going to come to a screeching halt because, you know, I look at the history of this great country, and it's been ripped apart. They're taking down monuments. They're taking away the history of our country, okay? Pretty soon, George Washington's a racist pig. Thomas Jefferson's a racist pig. Ulysses S. Grant's going to be labeled up a racist pig. Sherman, I mean, when you look at all the men in the history of this country, Abraham Lincoln. By the way, people don't talk about Abraham Lincoln, what he really wanted to do after the Civil War ended. Have you ever talked about that with his archived papers?
That's what Liberia was for.
That's right, Monrovia. It was for them to go back because Lincoln knew, and he told his Andrew Johnson, you know what? This cannot be resolved in only one way. And he told Johnson, and you know, Johnson had a big argument with Ulysses S. Grant because Johnson didn't want to go full throttle against the South. Now, what's happening
Tom,
here?
Tom, this is just one of the basic tenets of what you want to call asymmetrical warfare. Is you get rid of a people's history, and it makes them less of a cohesive force if they have no common history. It's just divide and conquer. It's the easiest thing for them to use against us. They accentuate and highlight our differences, and they do nothing. They say nothing about our common purposes, our common goals, our common wishes. And it's one of the easiest things for them to do, and it's very effective, as we can all see.
Well, that's an excellent point you just made out. Excellent. But, you know, we got to remember who's controlling our media. 3% of the population is controlling our media, basically. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but they're a good percentage. And let me tell you, if there was a race war to break out, you tell me, who do you think they would sign up with? That's a really interesting question to ask.
And how is this kind of like the COVID thing? This is all coordinated. I mean, this is not just spontaneous that they pop up in these. What do you think community activists, what do you think Antifa, and what do you think Barack Obama is doing behind the scenes still? He's, as far as I understand, he's still community activating or whatever in hell you want to call it. It's like all the think tanks out there. Where do you think policy comes from? It's these thousands of think tanks that are out there. They're given a certain part of the play to write. And they write it out, and it's either accepted or it's revised. But that's what think tanks do, people.
Exactly. Now we never see no white mobs rioting when white women get raped and murdered by Afro Americans or any minority group. You have 6,000. That was almost 7,000 Americans murdered by illegal aliens, and you got the angel mothers and fathers. Okay. Now you don't see mob violence with whites saying, hey, man, you're letting all these people come in this country killing Americans with all kinds of different homicidal traits, and Afro-Americans killing white Americans with homicidal traits. But nobody says that in the media. But when this happens, they want to burn up all the cities that Americans, white Americans, mainly built. Not just saying that Afro-Americans didn't help build them. They sure did. And a lot of Afro-Americans are very upset with what's going on, and I highly commend them. God bless them. When you have a small minority trying to start an all-out race war, this has got to be put down immediately.
Yeah, hey Tom, I got another call on the line.
Entitlement mentality.
You know, I'd like to say one more thing. I would like for you gentlemen to watch the Grant documentary and see what Robert E. Lee. You know, people talk about Robert E. Lee. Also, Robert E. Lee didn't lose the war. He saved the country from total annihilation. Because Nathan Bedford Forrest would have, if Nathan Bedford Forrest would have came against, I believe if he would have took command of the Southern armies back in those times, and Stonewall Jackson would have got shot, I believe the South would have won that war. Because Jackson was a much better general, believe it or not, even in Ulysses S. Grant. And Nathan Bedford Forrest is the reason we had guerrilla warfare. Because he told Robert E. Lee, I think he's been going off for 40
Tom,
years.
Tom, what we need to watch out for, I've heard you talking about this film here, Tom, you know, on several different shows. And and one thing that we have to remember to be careful of is that, you know, I don't care if these people went and researched in the National Archives to supposedly get the truth, you know, You can take it as a source of information, but I would not believe everything that's presented to you, because the National Archives do not necessarily contain the truth. Because you remember a guy named Sandy Berger? And I guarantee you he's not the first, and he will not be the last one that went in and changed history in the National Archives.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
We have to be very careful as to what we take as complete truth.
I'm an open-minded person. I'm open-minded to everything. I understand that. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, I look at both sides of the equation. Like I said, now Nike's going to run commercial with Kaepernick kneeling and all that. They want to do this with this kind of tragedy. That goes to show you it's all about, this is all the, like this virus, this Wuhan virus, it's all about money, man. This whole thing's about money. It's unbelievable.
Control. It's a control factor, Tom.
It's control.
It's money brings control, but it's the control that they're looking for.
Right on.
Okay,
thanks, Tom.
Really appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. that was another long one. You know, I love all of our callers. I can stay with them for a long time. And but hey, I'm sorry. It's only a 2-hour show. Let's go to Mike. Mike said, Mike in Kentucky, you know, he always has something to say. Let's hear what he has to say this morning.
I was just watching the billionaire's amusement park ride here, SpaceX Launch Control Center, with all the corporate welfare that's put this together, I'm sure, you know. I was reading articles about that, Elon Musk and the corporate welfare he gets from the different state and federal government entities, and how it actually pays for, you know, so much.
Isn't he the poor boy of corporate welfare? The space program was put on by Boeing last time that it was around, with the space shuttle, and you know, they sucked money off the tit of all mankind.
Oh, you're no kidding.
You know,
oh, yeah, he's really the poor boy.
Elon did. You know,
he's a bargain basement corporate welfare mom.
Right. Saying that this is a public-private partnership, basically, or whatever, or corporatism, or fascism, or whatever you want to call it, the government and corporations in bed together.
And I was thinking Grumman built a lot of the stuff for the Apollo, but I don't know, but you know, I guess it's been, nine years since we've had an American effort to be able to launch astronauts up to the space station. You know, I was there at Redstone Rocket Range when they had Node 1 on the floor prepping it to be launched. You know, the first module that they built the space station from, I saw that like almost 20 years ago, I guess, spring of 2000. So, I guess about 20 years ago we saw that thing.
Too bad you couldn't go and step in the elevator and go down to the underground bunkers and see the anti-gravity machines and everything, huh?
No, I don't know nothing about that. I did get to within a few feet of SR-71, though. That was pretty neat. But, threw me off there. I don't remember what I was going to say there. I did get to see a tektite, a piece of perhaps the moon or Mars. But what alarms me is that Elon Musk has got some seriously weird ideas. Like he wants to send some nukes and nuke the North Pole of Mars to unleash some of the atmosphere, you know, to try to make it habitable. That seems pretty reckless to me.
It doesn't surprise me that he's got weird ideas because, you know, his grandfather is the one who, as far as I understand, started and ran the technocracy movement in Canada.
Well, I didn't know that. I haven't read up a lot on him, but within, I don't know, a few hundred feet of the space station now, and you can watch the reaction control thrusters. That's the most exciting thing, is to see the little jets positioning this. Otherwise, it's pretty dang boring.
I was pretty amazed that the news didn't cover the launch and the alleged successful launch in the orbit of the thing.
That's what I wanted to get at. They're steering us around like a flock of birds, as the last caller sort of alluded to. They amplify the stuff to stir people up into, you know, racial division, and it's you used a different term. Non-linear warfare is the term I've heard it called with respect to Vladimir Putin. He actually lets everybody know, the guy that he's got running that non-linear warfare in Russia, he lets people know that he's funding both sides of the rioters, and and it's hard for reporters because you don't know who is there from crowds on demand. And, you know, who's hired these protesters? Who made their signs, you know? And then, you know, the trick is to stir it up and amplify it, and you get some spontaneous people that aren't paid joining in the fun, and it just escalates. But, yeah, it's meant to divide and conquer the people. I think that's what the coronavirus is about, because, you know, you had the Yellow Jackets, you had the Hong Kong protesters. There was a bunch of protests of food riots going on in northern China that the news media never covered because of last year's bomb cyclones that destroyed a bunch of billions and billions of bushels of grain was destroyed, millions of livestock last year. And, I mean, the media showed some pictures of it, but they never covered the food riots in northern China. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff they ignore on purpose. You know, it gets buried, comes across the wire, 3 o'clock in the morning, nobody sees the story, but if you call them on it, oh, we covered that. We can't help it if the affiliates don't pick it up.
I'm amazed how much people don't know about the Floyd thing. Well, maybe I'm not that amazed. You know, the questions that a person asks themselves with this latest, I'm not going to call it a false flag, I don't know what it is. Manufactured event. I don't know that it is a manufactured event, right? You know, people will throw that word crisis actor around and, you know, I don't know anything about that, right? You know, but what I do know is we're being played by the news media. And we were just talking about SpaceX, right? And that was the big hoo-ha this week. Why is it a big deal? Because it brings a lot of questions like, what the hell are we doing up there? Right, so we got the ISS, and we're up there doing super secret, you know, I don't know, growing ants that can eat butterflies, or what are they doing? You know, and why? You know, we just killed our entire country with this coronavirus scare, and it turns out to be nothing. Mike, let me ask you that. How are things over there? You know, you guys had a lot of coronavirus deaths. Your city's a heck of a lot smaller than most.
We're sitting in between, floating in three on the edges of three markets: Cincinnati, Charleston, West Virginia, and Lexington. So we're just about as rural as you can get. I think they refused for a long time. They delayed testing on people. Because they didn't want to shut businesses down. They didn't want to show that we had that. I mean, I know of a nurse that was sent home. She presented with all the symptoms at the emergency room and was just told to go home and self-quarantine for 3 or 4 days with her husband. And they never tested them, and they refused to test people for a long time. And they used the excuse that, well, we're following state guidelines, we won't test anybody. So there were probably a few cases, and now they're saying that this IgG, IgM antibody test is not accurate, and the FDA won't approve some of them. So I thought about going and getting that because I had something last October, and other people had symptoms like that. And I think it would probably show that it predates Wuhan if they, you know, either that or their testing is all just junk. You know, I got no clue. Anyway, it's a mess.
Sorry. We got the
I'll
music.
Let you go.
Hey, okay, appreciate it. Talk
bye.
To you later, Mike. Bye-bye. Be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
La, 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 la. Hey, end of hour. What, one? Yeah, we're finishing it up, Republic of Texas Radio. And I wanted to leave this hour talking to you about this concept, this problem that we have of the young folks that actually believe things like CNN and MSNBC and, well, whatever. It's really hard to deal with when you see somebody that 18 to 24, you know, or even younger, 15, wearing a mask when their parents are walking them along and they're not. And you're all, well, what's this oddity, right? And the kid there with the, I'm in a fear of my life. And I guess that's not, it's the same thing as a kid walking around with a blanket in his mouth, right? Isn't it kind of like that? You know, I'm afraid I need to have a beanie on my head the entire time. Maybe I'm not so frightened of it. But I do know that kids are very trusting, and then they try to find superiors, people in places of authority. They mistakenly place that authority on elected officials, and they call them leaders. And they say, well, we got to trust our leaders. But yeah, man, you trust him, you're going over a cliff. Oh, I don't know why we almost went over a cliff, because you're a dumbass. That's why. Don't trust him again. Right? Is it a politician? Is it talking? It's lying. Right? Okay. No, there's good words. I don't know how we get this thing straightened out. I don't know what's going on with old Floyd and the protest and whatnot, but I'm sure we'll figure it out or not. Right, Alan?
You know, the controllers understand, Steve, that most people like some type of structure and definitely the convenience and safety in their life. And they know that, and they count on that. That's one of the tools that they use very effectively against the population as a whole. You know, there are those people out there who, you know, like Rahm Emanuel, you know, who loves a crisis. You never heard him say, you know, you never let a good peace go to waste, because you can't do anything during peacetime. It's during turmoil that things are changeable.
Yeah, we'll see. You know. I totally understand what he was saying. Manipulation and control, it's been a game for a long, long time, and I'm new to it, right? You know, I just woke up to the fact that they were lying to me constantly and often and probably all the time. You know, back in 2005, 2006, somewhere around there. And that was a hard thing to choke down, the lies of omission or the outright arrogance of the lies. Hey, how about what we found out in the last few years with CNN? We manufacture stuff when we feel like it. Really? We manufacture news when we feel like it? And we don't tell you what's going on. Not just CNN. That's the music, folks. Let's do the top of the hour thing. We'll be back for hour two. And we're going to be talking a little bit about... well, white people getting killed by cops with drones. And hang on. Up at the Texas Radio.
Of a time when our people just didn't kill each other. Instead, they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.